News Talk Breakfast.
In association with Air. Keeping Ireland connected with no limits data on Air Mobile.
Oh, thanks a million, Mark, for speaking to us.
18 minutes past seven on News Talk Breakfast with Kieran Cudahy and Shane Coleman. Now, in the UK, the housing market has effectively been suspended by the government there. Pat Davitt, CEO of the Institute of Professional Auctioneers and Valuers here in Ireland, joins us. Pat, no suspension by the government, but has the housing market effectively ground to a halt?
Good morning, Shane.
Morning.
No suspension by the government in Ireland, but I'd say that the market has ground, I suppose, to a halt from the point of view that with the new list that the government have come out with over the weekend, I think most offices probably have been closed anyway, but even from the back end of the offices, most auctioneers won't be working from there now either. So that it as good as ground to a halt, with the exception of some of the members who would be doing lettings and essential lettings and maybe essential valuations for sales that may need to close immediately or something like that. So I'd say other than that, I'd say very little will be going on the marketplace.
Okay. Your valuers, your members, are most of them effectively at home at this stage?
Yeah, I'd say most of the auctioneers, I'd say, are at home. I'd say 95% of them are at home. As I said, the letting business, some of the letting business would be essential, all right, because some people would be going into different homes and renting different homes and lettings going on from that point of view. But other than that, most people will be at home, I suppose. They'll have many other things to do in the marketplace from their point of view, getting ready for when we get back into the market again. So there'll be lots of things for auctioneers to do, I suppose, on their websites and indeed in their offices as well.
Yeah. People who have had contracts signed or who were just about to sign the deal, look, is it effectively, just put it in hold until all this hopefully does blow over in the coming weeks and months?
Yeah, we would like to see actually the banks or the government extending the loan approvals for a further 3 months. They have done this in England, and I think it would be a great help in the marketplace, because some people, obviously, who are about to sign contracts, are a bit, the confidence is very, very low at the moment, and it would give them an extra opportunity maybe to see the other side of this pandemic and give them an opportunity to hold on to their sale and still and hold on to their loan approval, and then view when this is all over as to where the market is and if they're going to complete their sales or not. Some people obviously have contracts signed and they're going to complete their sales, and that's in the pot, as one would say. But other people, yes, okay, it will give them an opportunity if the government and the banks together were to do this.
See, I suppose if I was buying a house now, I'd maybe be thinking, our house price is going to be 5% less, 10% less, 15% less when all this is over, because unfortunately there are people who are losing their jobs. We hope most of them will get those jobs back, but there will be some who won't, and that will that have a knock-on impact on house prices?
I'd say it will have a knock-on on house prices. I'd say there's many people would imagine that and would think that, and probably when we get out of this there'll be many deals done on the basis of, as we've all seen, even in 2007, splitting the difference when we get out the other side, you know, like for prices that are people are looking for more than what people are prepared to pay, and for people who, you know, are paying something that vendors aren't happy with. So that, I suppose in that scenario, anybody would be sort of keen and jittery, maybe a bit all right in it. And I think auctioneers are a resilient bunch, and they give people time to make up their mind as well.
Okay.
There's no big rush for auctioneers at the moment to make people get into sales or to complete the sales at the moment, Shane.
All right, Pat, good to talk to you. Pat Davitt there, CEO of the Institute of Professional Auctioneers.